Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline and Sujata's out. This is Authentically Moms, where nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Yeah, look at you.
My work wife is handling some business. She has lots of stuff going on. So we have our usual special guest.
So your actual spouse is filling in.
Yes, my spouse. Boo.
Yeah.
He will be filling in. So we are, first of all, a happy new year.
Thank you very much. Lashana Tova.
How do you say that?
Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova.
Mm-hmm. Lashana Tova. Yeah, you got it.
Jewish New Year.
Yes.
Today, tonight. It's tonight?
Yes, or like it started at sundown.
Okay. So in honor of that, we opened a really nice bottle of wine, 2017.
Bar Azur, Porter Family.
Okay.
This episode of Authentically Moms brought to you by Porter Family.
And Angel, what is your?
Angel's Envy.
Angel's Envy. So Chaz taught me something tonight. What is a sip of bourbon when it goes down and it makes you all hot?
So when you feel the burn that goes down, that's called the Kentucky hug.
I got to get used to some Kentucky hugs because it's a big hug on me. But I got to start getting used to drinking that.
We'll work on you. Work on you.
Okay.
I brought back some bourbon that was aged in wine barrels. So, you know, you get the little bit of
hint
there.
Would that be like a starter sip?
No, probably not, because the proof is still intense. But we'll figure it out. We'll work on you a little bit.
Okay. We have been watching, strangely enough, it's called Nobody Wants This.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually pretty cool. As I was watching it, I started watching it by myself because I thought it was just like a girly series. But it's not so much a girly series.
It's fringe girly series.
Okay, but the reason why I stopped watching it and decided to watch it with Chaz is because it is crazy because, you know, I don't know if you guys have started to watch it. It's new on Netflix. I think it's been out for like a week or over a week or something. But the premise is this woman and her sister have a podcast and they talk about, you know, everything and anything, a lot of sex stuff. But I don't think she says she's Catholic. She's definitely not Jewish. I mean, she did the
Correct.
Sign of the cross.
Yeah.
But she meets this Jewish guy who happens to be like a rabbi. And so everything about the difference between her family that she comes from and the family that he comes from is like 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhat for anybody who saw the movie Keeping the Faith with Ben Stiller and Edward Norton and Jenna Elfman. It's kind of a throwback to that.
I've not seen that.
Okay. Uh-huh. So it's Ben Stiller is a rabbi, Edward Norton is a priest, and they both have the same love interest.
Okay.
But there's a lot of the whole.
So I just thought it was really funny. And the more I watch it, it's just crazy because it is kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I know how we met. I didn't even know that you were Jewish. I didn't even know when I found out that you were Jewish because I don't know. I guess growing up, I didn't know. I just thought people were like white, black, Asian, Mexican. You know, I didn't know that. I just did not know. My parents didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back, I did know a lot of Jewish people and I've had Jewish friends. I just didn't know that, you know.
Sure.
So I didn't know how it would complicate things. And it comes up in the series about like how, like, could it work and the complications, not only it naturally, and not a lot of it is the same, but also just like outside influences like family and stuff. And luckily, you know, we didn't really have the family aspect of that. But we did talk about like our families, like my mom, my dad.
Of course.
But we did talk about how it could affect our immediate family dynamic, like you, me, and any potential kids.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we're only, what, 3-4 episodes in, so I'm sure a little bit later there'll be something along the lines of that, mm-hmm. that kind of conflict. But at least from the point that we're seeing it, and it's very much how we were in our relationship, that there was all this tangential, what about this, what about this, what about this? And then, you know, you've got your two main characters that basically say, well, that doesn't really matter because I really enjoy being around this person. I'm really into them. And that's what matters more than anything.
Yeah. Anything to us. I know we talked about how we thought we would, or our intentions would be, even though things don't always work out how you plan. But I feel like, you know, we've kind of worked it out pretty good. You know, Donovan knows I'm Catholic and that you're Jewish, mm-hmm. and that his family's interfaith, and he does go to Hebrew school, and he will have a bar mitzvah.
Big time party time.
And, you know, and I support and do everything that we'll be having to do during the bar mitzvah and stuff leading up to it. But yeah, I mean, I think there's just so much more awareness now that there are a lot of interfaith relationships and marriages, and you can work around those things.
Yeah, that and I think also, especially with kids, I mean, things are as big of a deal as how you make it, mm-hmm. right? Not only in terms of what you say, but how you react, how much you make a point to talk about certain things, right? And not only on the religious side, right? That's as basic as when, you know, they're babies and they fall down and you try to not make a big deal out of it so that they don't cry or think that they hurt you, right? You know, children will react to what you think is significant and interpret that mm-hmm. as significant versus what actually happened. So, yeah, I mean, I think all that has, it's been basically a non-event because we haven't made a huge production about it. But also to your point about families, our families haven't made a huge production about it, and it hasn't been a big deal to them. And so there haven't been any of these additional factors piling on to have to navigate.
Yeah. And I think for us, I think our kids really enjoy it. And no matter, you know, growing up, however way they want to practice and stuff, like, you can only influence them so much and they all like make their own decisions. But I think no matter what they choose, looking back, we'll always be like, oh my God, we got to do everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of things. Not everything. A lot of things.
We got Christmas and Hanukkah. That's what you're well, then,
but you still that. But they still do like Easter.
Yes.
You know, and
yes, they get all the fun stuff.
What's other Jewish fun stuff? Going to temple? For 5 hours. No,
the Jewish history is all like, it's all pain, suffering, and misery with this thought that, hey, and in the end, everything is gonna be okay. Like, that is outside of obviously, like, the ultimate difference in that, you know, in the one person between Old Testament and New Testament. Like, Old Testament is all, like, wrath of God, suffering, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then New Testament is
Jesus
so much.
Jesus comes and does all
and
these miracles.
Yeah, and then there's what? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Our story ends with the pain and the suffering. At least you transition.
I don't
into
know. I feel like whenever we used to go to church with my parents, it would always be like even though it was an hour long, it felt forever, but it was always like, you didn't walk away feeling good about yourself.
All fire and brimstone.
Yeah, I was like, don't do this and don't do this and don't do that, you know? And I was like, well, shit, you know? Isn't it supposed to make you feel like great and like, oh my gosh, I so needed that and stuff. But like, I don't know. But I think I guess it depends on what church you go to or whatever. But I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's now, you know how they make like those two-part movies, right? And most of it is like that action, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, and at the end of part one, like, everything is unresolved, like, all the shit happens until to that point, and then it gets like resolved a little bit better in the second half. Like that to me is like
the Bible still? The first and
yes, no, basically like Old Testament, New Testament, like it's exactly the same the same thing.
Well, at least we share the first part.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so at least it's not completely different.
No, I yes, I agree.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Move on. We're moving on.
All right. So I wanted to get your opinion on something because I started to watch Mormon girls, whatever, Mormon wives. I forgot what it's called. And this girl on there talks about a labiatomy.
Oh my God. That hurts me, and I'm not even a woman. Like, just hearing about that.
And I think that's what it's called, a labiatomy. That would make sense. So apparently she had kids. I don't know if she's done having kids, but she's had kids. And of course it doesn't look the same because like it's been through lots of trauma and stuff. And I can see how you would be like, what is the word I'm talking about? Like, help me out. Insecure about how it looks or whatever. But does a guy care how it looks?
Not really. Like, and I don't mean that in like. So you're gonna hear that, and listeners are gonna hear that, and be like, "Oh, stereotypical guys. Guys don't care. They just want to be able to like have something to have sex."
Yeah,
with.
Yeah,
that
well, that's
matter.
What I would say.
No, I just I'd say there are other things in a partner physically that they would care about other than. You know, other
I
than
get
that,
but I'm just talking about strictly that because that's what she got fixed.
So what I would say is, would a guy notice? Yes. Would a guy, if given the choice between one versus the other, prefer one that's a little bit, less out there? Sure. Is that going to be an absolute turnoff that that defers it? No.
But, okay, so she's married.
Okay.
So does that make a difference? Like, your wife birthed your kids. Like, should he even, should he embrace how it looks because all the stuff that it's gone through? Or do you think, like, I think I like the whole way it looked better before?
I mean, I would think... naturally there would be some sort of feeling or identification of like, okay, yes, like that's associated, that's beautiful. I don't think in the actual like physical act or sex or any of that, like that's
you're
actually
thinking about
a thought process. Yeah.
So I know mine's changed.
Wow, we took a left turn on that one really, really quick.
I know it's different.
I haven't been doing like compare and and contrast to be able to. You probably have noticed like something much more significant than I have.
Uh huh. Okay, so it doesn't matter. So, would you rather have like, if I had to do one or the two, would you care if I did a boob job or a labiatomy? What would be your preference?
That's such a trap question.
I'm just asking. Like, what would you care more about?
I would say, so I'd naturally say boob job just because the labiatomy, like, that wouldn't even cross my mind in the first place.
Okay. Because it doesn't really matter unless you're actually, like, down there.
Yes. Well, and what I would say is, I think for guys that if there'd be much more reaction for hoo-has that are a little bit out of shape.
You
that
can
haven't
say
necessarily
vaginas or.
Oh, I feel like this is seen out of the Big Lebowski. Say it, vagina.
But you don't have to say hoo-ha. We're all adults here. All
right, that's fine. All right, so. Anyway, it would be different knowing for a guy knowing that you know, the girl kind of got that way from being like super sexed out as opposed to
having babies.
This is the mother of, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess that's the difference, right? So if you met someone who looked sexed out, would you be unattracted to them? That wouldn't stop you from having sex, but would it stop you from, like, I don't know what, like, would you have any, like, bad, not bad, but, like,
I would say the likelihood of a, it would get in the way of an, like, an emotional side of the relationship, mm-hmm. right? Because I think a lot of people are this way. I don't know whether or not it's most people or, you know, or not. Like, I'm, you know, for me, I have no interest in knowing, you know, not only you, but I'd say if, like, people, you know, mm-hmm. that I've dated or whatever, like, whatever their numbers are, because I don't want to get in my head and mm-hmm. think about anything else that's there. But yeah, if something there is sexed out, like, that's kind of identifying a very high number in itself.
You know, they look all different, and sometimes it looks like that, and it doesn't have to be that she's had multiple sex partners. I guess it's just like penises, right? Like, you could have a straight one, you could have a crooked one, you could have, like, saggy balls, you could have, like...
Nobody has a crooked penis by having a lot of sex.
I understand that, but you could be born with that.
Correct. Yes, but nothing about any kind of, like, male genitalia adjustment comes through sexual practice.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
Hey, man, I'm not buying or selling, like... the merit of it. I'm like calling it, like,
I mean,
fact-based conversation here, man.
I feel like all our parts have stuff, like our boobs sag. What is it, like, your balls start sagging? Is there anything in your body that, oh, with age everything goes down? What's going down?
Yeah, my belly.
Okay. All right, so what's more important to you, and if this has always been more important to you, would you choose, do you look at women's asses or women's boobs?
Both.
But do you, like, I know you check out both, but what is something, like, you're like, oh, she has to have a great ass or she has to have great tits? What if you had to choose between the two?
Yeah, boobs more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you like mine. Mine are, like, super saggy.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know. Okay, sorry. I'm not gonna turn this into, like, a really, like just gooey obsessive story.
Okay. Okay. Let's change the subject.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think I've ever faked an orgasm with you?
Oh, what?
Okay.
For fuck's sake, man.
Okay. Here's what I don't get.
So,
why
okay.
would women
so,
fake an
so
orgasm,
what I would,
though?
What, here's the is. Yeah, here's why I would hope not, is mm-hmm. because it would be so much more emotionally crushing if you did that versus just being like,
this is not gonna happen, which I've said before.
I understand. I'm just
but
saying.
I don't see why women get that, unless this, okay, unless, like, I know you have to be emotionally ready, but I still don't understand about, like, the whole, like, faking it. I'd rather just say, you know, it's not gonna happen, I'm, like, really stressed out or whatever the fuck, right? Not even to, if it was bad sex, not even to, like, stop the sex or just get it to stop, right? Just pretend, like, okay, you got off, and to have them stop. But, like, even that, I would just say, this isn't working. Like, just do your thing and just stop.
You're more comfortable being blunt, though. Like, that is, like, the faking is rooted in just everybody's natural tendency. It's like a lot of people's natural tendency, like, you don't want to, people don't want to be, like, mean or hurtful or whatever it is. No different than it's an excuse of, oh, I can't go out with you because I have a conflict on this day, were what's the whole speech at the beginning of Hitch where he like lists off all the excuses but it's like the opening thing where it's like, oh, I have a busy career, I have this. And it's like, oh, if she says this, she's lying to you. Don't get offended. Like, she's a nice girl. She doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and that's no different than anything else that, you know, that we try to avoid, like on reject. That's just a natural, like trying to avoid people feel, you know, making people feel that you're rejecting.
Yeah. I just never got that concept because I've never faked one. And it's not like I have one.
Because you're just
a
bee.
Well, I just, first of all, it's like really hard for me to get one, like just with intercourse, but, I just don't see like why you would want to speed things up other than if it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it sucked, wouldn't you just say, like, tell them to do something that makes it feel better? Like, help them.
Amen to that. I think a lot of guys would be in a much better spot if they knew that. Not only that, like, women would be in a much better spot with those guys coming out of that experience and learning all those other things to be able to do with their next partner.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying.
That would be,
like,
yes.
Tell them or don't fake it because you want to get what you want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having sex for you. I'm having sex for me, you know, and you have, you should be entitled to an orgasm just as much as they are. And I just, men don't ever fake it. I mean, have you ever had a fake it? You have.
Not with you, but yeah.
How though? I thought every time you have sex, you have an orgasm.
Well, of course. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a guy and you've got a condom on and it's not gonna like
okay.
end anytime soon, then you can basically do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, most guys probably don't do that, but yeah, I've been in a couple of situations where it's like,
It's never gonna happen.
This is not gonna happen, and I kind of want to get out of this situation. So, alcohol wears off or whatever.
Well, during that would suck. Well, I didn't know that.
I mean, how would that come up?
I don't know. I mean, you hear about women faking orgasms all the time. I've never heard of men faking orgasms.
The men listeners are like, dude, what's the matter with you? We're guys. We have them. Like, just think of something else.
Well, that's interesting. I would, here's why I would feel bad about that situation is because I feel like every guy has an orgasm regardless, but a guy shouldn't get upset if a girl doesn't have an orgasm every time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as a girl, I would be like, oh, man, like my shiz isn't like great or something like that, you know?
Yeah, but I think like. So I agree. Yeah, I don't know if I have any more comment on that. Sure. Got it. Point taken.
OK, well, all right. So I just wanted to say don't for the women. Don't
just tell them it ain't gonna happen or
just tell them what it is.
Help them figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you think our sex life has changed from when we first got together to now?
Holy I should have asked you for these questions in advance. You're like, oh,
okay,
we're gonna talk about random stuff.
I'm just saying, like, in our we've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a long time.
It'll be 16 years next week.
Oh.
Well, married 16 years next week. But almost 18 years.
Like spicing it up, you know, keeping it spicy in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were you offended from a guy's perspective? Were you offended whenever I said, let's get some toys and stuff?
I wasn't offended. I mean, like, you know, like that's a little It's a little outside my comfort zone, but I wasn't offended at all.
Is it because you've never used them before?
Yes, but and I mean, like, look, you you know me, like, this is a, you and I are very yin and yang, right? So this is kind of where that, you know, where that comes in, where you're a little bit more adventurous on, you know, on that front, I'd say naturally. Mm-hmm. But no, so not offended at all. Like, it would have been weirded out if you were like, hey, I did this with my ex-boyfriend and it really got me off, and so and this is what I want to start doing, so I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a that wasn't an ego thing where I was having to like live up to something one way or the other.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you were pretty much like, okay, if this is gonna benefit
if
you,
we're gonna get it gonna on more, like, sign me up. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But I think it's been really great.
Right. I mean, would you, not that there's anything in my mind that's like necessarily lacking, but it's the same thing. Like, if I was like, hey, you know, I wanna do XYZ, like, bring this in, you know,
like a threesome.
You wear that? Oh, no, this, not like person, like a toy, whatever, right? Uh-huh. You know, this toy, or you wear this, or role play this, or whatever it is. Like, you wouldn't get offended by that, right?
No, yeah. No. I think that the.
But similarly, if I were like, hey, I dated this girl, and we did this one role play thing, and I'd really like to do it with you.
I wouldn't tee it up. I would never say that.
You'd be like, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, then go back to that fucking girl. I wouldn't tee it. I would not tee it up that way.
Right.
And no. That this had nothing to do with that. But like, I think it's like, I think
I've been broken in though by your annual family gift giving parties. That's kind of,
well, this,
you know,
is
that's
how,
broken down the barrier.
This is how
a lot.
Where. The family dynamics are very different, and
that's
my
sure.
Family
damn
is very
sure.
Openly talk about sex. My mom has been very open with me and my sister about lots, just all everyone in my family, my cousins and stuff. We're very sexual. We talk about that stuff. We ask each other about that stuff. We are not offended in the least bit, and it always ends up going to that subject anyways when we all get together versus your family, which is like not.
It just naturally defaults to discussions of Alabama football.
But no, I mean, you even said you grew up with like not ever seeing your parents like hold hands or hug, like any kind of affection.
Now we're getting into hot topics, especially since my family listens to this podcast.
No, I mean, it's just interesting because
they weren't super affected. Yeah, were there moments? Yes, but there weren't like at least that I remember tons of affectionate moments.
Yeah. I mean, I know my parents, like, they've had such a tumultuous, some good time relationship, but I saw them like hug and try to kiss or whatever, but like, I want our kids to see that. I want our kids to, I mean, do you think how we are in front of our kids, that's already very different than what you were used to?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. I just feel like I want them to see all that because I would want them to like, not replicate that, but to know that it's okay, and I want them to like that and want that in a partner.
Yeah, well,
you know, because I think affection is very important.
And I think as a kid, there's an appreciation of your parents having that connection. Like I see occasionally, right, that element of admiration of it in Donovan's eyes when
yeah,
when he
I do
sees
too.
That, right?
That's interesting. Like, I would like that someday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you can't do it at home, then where can you do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and also as you know, as a kid, you're exposed to all these different parental relationships.
For
like,
sure.
I can't remember off the top of my head any parents of friends that were like super affectionate. So maybe this is just also like my
Jewish
own family's my own memories of, you know, of connections versus
well,
versus
I feel like
actual,
that's interesting because like the in the nobody wants this. They talk about the mom saying can't even say the word sex.
Oh yeah, that's
you
right.
You know what
yes.
I mean? He's like you can't even say it to me. So that's why I was like laughing because that's exactly how like that's a very far. Right,
yeah,
but like I
like,
feel like
yes,
you when I asked your mom
I asked you
like before like years back like hey is your sister dating anyone have you asked her you're like oh we don't ask each other that and I'm like what really and you're just like no we don't get into those things and I'm like that's just like naturally sibling talk is it not like I don't know it's just very different of like you know dynamic
yeah but I think it's also so what was I mean, yeah, it's like what's comfortable, what's not, but also, and maybe this is too like a Jewish culture thing. Like, usually when people get asked that, it's with this implication of like, why aren't you married yet, or why aren't you seeing somebody that you're mm-hmm. that you're going to marry, right? If you think about like, I don't know if they do it on literally that show, but any kind of show where they where there's you know, where there's a Jewish character or Jewish family or all that stuff, there are questions about dating life, but it's very specific with marriage as the as the end point.
See,
right?
I take it as like you just being interested,
being
and
conversational.
Being
yes.
Like, hey, what's going on? You know, how are you doing? And just like, hey, how's everything with work? Like, that's just like another kind of question to me.
Yeah, but also, yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was more on our end, like we didn't want it to feel judgmental if the answer was no, or that it would be awkward or any of that.
Yeah,
I
also get that. No, but I feel like it's important to show affection. Now let me ask you this. I still walk around Donovan and everybody with just like no shorts on a lot. Do you have any opinion on that?
Wait, you said walk around with Donovan and others. Like, who are you talking about?
Like
our daughters?
Well, I mean, the Niners see me so many times. But I feel like, and then one of our other friends, I won't say names, but like a grown man, he walks around like his family, like his mom and dad still in his boxers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I grew up. Not my dad, but I mean, I was folding my dad's underwear. That's one of the traumatic events that happened. And I was made to fold my dad's big, well, I wouldn't even say whitey tighties, but tighty whities.
Tighty whities, yeah.
Fruit of the Loom.
BVDs.
No, they were Fruit of the Loom white underwear. And my mom showed me exactly how to fold them. And I can't believe I fucking did that now that I'm talking about it. But I feel like some people would be like, oh, he's 12. How could you still walk around that? You know, but I feel like if you don't make it a big deal, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, at some point it becomes weird.
I mean, I'm not
going to
be, he's not
going to
be like,
it's like
18
that's
and
my
be like,
mom.
Oh,
this is really awkward. So yes, I don't know about that. I mean, I get, you know, I certainly get conscious just to make sure that I'm not, too pared down, like in front of the girls or any of that stuff. But I don't know, like that might be in my own head. But he's probably not too far from the point where it becomes weird. It's tough to tell, like. He is so innocent. Like everybody in his grade is like it is incredible. Like the innocence of those kids compared.
Of course,
to
I don't walk around in front of his friends or anything.
No, I know.
Just,
I just yeah, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. They're quite innocent. It's funny because I broke up with my boyfriend in sixth grade.
Yeah, because he slipped you the tongue.
on Valentine's Day, I guess he thought he was going to get lucky, but that didn't really
happen. I mean, happen. He got lucky on that day. He just got unlucky on the day after.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, and you don't know, maybe that was a dare, maybe it was a bet.
It was not a dare. I think he thought we were
being, you don't know what he had a conversation with his friends about.
That's true. Or they were pumped him up. They're like, hey, you need to
100%
do it. It's Valentine. She's probably been waiting for it.
Today's the day. It's on Valentine's Day. They're all excited about it.
I remember, and if you did this, I would kill you. But I remember, like, back then, all you wanted was to have all the shit. You wanted all the balloons, all the bears, all the stuff, and walk around like an idiot with all of that stuff all day long.
Fuck, man. All right. I got it.
No, I don't want that. I already get mad at you getting me flowers. I'm like, just give me the cash. Don't give me flowers.
You're like, you know how many drinks I could buy with what you spent on flowers?
I could have bought a skirt or some shoes or something. And now I got to water these damn plants. Pour out the water. Pour it in. I understand.
All you did was just give me work.
No, at least I appreciate you giving to me in vases. If you bring them home and I got to fucking cut them,
hey,
and
go
put them in my own vase.
Hey, I never did
that.
Not. Even before, like, I would order it with the vases, I would bring them home. I would cut the stems. I would put them in something. So
if I'm buying my own Trader Joe's flowers, totally. But not on a special occasion. And I have to do that shit. So just letting you know. Last question. Would you tell me if I had a booger?
Now, yeah.
Not right now, but if we were.
No,
like,
but I mean, like, at this stage in our relationship, sure. If we've been dating for a few months, I probably, like, would not. But yeah.
What?
Like, in the very beginning, if we were dating?
Yeah. What if you let me walk around with a fucking booger and talk to all these people? I would have been mad at you. You have to tell people.
I get it, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. You don't want to create like an embarrassing situation. But yes, I get it. Now, what I tell you, 100%. I feel like I have when it's come up, or whenever you've got like food or whatever on your face. Like whenever I see it, I tell you.
Yeah, but a booger.
Now you get angry.
Little...
Now you get angry at me when
I find
haven't
it.
When you find it and I haven't caught it.
Yeah,
because like clearly that's on me for not have found it. And informed you, but yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. But I would 100% tell you if you had something dangling.
I'm gonna let y'all know I am that friend or that person. If you have a booger, if I just met you and all that stuff, I'd be like, just to let you know.
You got a dangler.
I would want to know. I got you, girl. Or whoever. You gotta get it out.
When's the last time you told a dude, like, hey, man, you got a booger hanging from you? Probably not. I don't think you worry about that too much.
I would. I just haven't run into that situation, but I would. I do that stuff. I manscape you. I do all that stuff for you.
Would you tell somebody in my family if they had a booger hanging?
1,000%.
Really?
I don't know about your dad.
I don't think you'd tell my mom.
I would totally tell your mom.
Really?
She would be upset walking around knowing she had a booger around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you wouldn't tell my dad. What you would do is you would pull me and be like, Trish.
I would tell
your
you.
Dad is, go tell your dad.
Yeah, I would. I would. Anyway, that was our show. I'm going to do another show. It's like boy versus girls and just see what your answer would be to a lot of questions. I don't know what the questions are, but I think that would be great.
And just compare. So, what is this? That like, it's me and Bobby versus you and Sujata, and
probably
like, okay.
I don't know. Probably
we need to actually get him on the podcast though. You need to figure out how to like get some poll that will like encourage people to, you know, to get him on.
We want Bobby.
Yeah,
want
exactly.
Bobby. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
He's very secretive.
He is.
Well, I want to thank our guest, Chaz, for being in our studio tonight.
thank you for letting me sub in, Sujata. Thank you as always.
Don't
for
forget.
A hey, what are you doing right now? Hey, come on, we got to record something.
Okay. Don't forget to visit our Instagram page at Authentically Moms. Rate us wherever you're listening to this. We love stars. Give us some fucking stars. And we'll see you later.